AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A powerful magnitude 6.7 aftershock sent panicked residents of Nepal's capital back into the streets today, just a day after a massive 7.8 magnitude earthquake killed at least 1,900 people. Manuka Bhan is a student from Nepal studying in the U.S. She says she was finally able to get in touch with a few relatives and friends.
It's kind of like sad and frustrating at this point to keep waiting for them to call me and give the information. But yes, I have been able to talk to them a couple of times, and it's really sad, but they are holding together.
Planes from India and China, other neighbors, are arriving, bringing shelters and supplies for the region. The quake touched off a massive avalanche on Mount Everest, sending tons of snow and ice onto a base camp full of climbers. AP's Tim Sullivan reports from New Delhi that at least 17 climbers and others have been killed.
At base camp, it's not a good situation there now. A lot of tents were destroyed. They really don't know how many people are dead or even know how many people are missing.
Google says one of its executives, Dan Fredenberg, died in the avalanche. Three other Google employees are safe. Several thousand protesters took to the streets of Baltimore yesterday to demonstrate against the police custody death of Freddie Gray. While the march was, for the most part, peaceful, a number of people broke off from the main crowd to smash storefront windows and car windshields. Police say a dozen people were arrested on charges that included armed robbery, assault, and looting. The Coast Guard continues to search Mobile Bay for people still missing since a thunderstorm capsized a number of sailboats taking part in a race yesterday. Petty Officer Carlos Vega.
We have a confirmed four people missing. But there's several people that could be missing across the Mobile Bay.
This is AP Radio News. President Obama uses the coming presidential election as fodder for his jokes to the White House Correspondents' Dinner, including likening the GOP scramble to the TV show The Bachelor.
Soon the first presidential contest will take place, and I, for one, cannot wait to see who the Koch brothers pick. It's exciting. Marco Rubio, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Jeb Bush, Scott Walker. Who will finally get that red rose?
The dinner brought in folks from sports and Hollywood, including some of the cast members from the TV series Blackish. French President François Hollande held a moment of remembrance inside the former gas chamber to honor Jews, Roma, and French resistance fighters killed in the only Nazi concentration camp on French soil. Ceremony marks 70 years since the last Nazi camps were liberated by Allied troops in World War II. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.